The subject of UFOs have dominated the headlines these past few years. As a result, the Navy has officially released three videos that depict what they say are UFOs. And now the mainstream media seems to be taking the topic seriously.
The U.S. Navy has finally acknowledged that videos appearing to show UFOs flying through the air are real.
Images of that rotating thing captured by U.S. Navy aircraft, sensors locking in on the target.
Yet the United States Air Force, the military branch with the highest level of air dominance and presence, is mysteriously quiet about the issue of UFOs, or what the Navy now refers to them as unidentified aerial phenomena, or UAPs. The Navy has drafted new UFO reporting guidelines. They've captured unexplained video, and they've openly admitted that the entire situation is of grave concern. Despite all of that, the Air Force continues to deny any interest, and new Freedom of Information Act request responses just came into the Black Vault that only add more confusion to the mix. What did the Air Force say? Stay tuned. You're about to journey inside the Black Vault. That's right, everybody. As always, thank you so much for tuning in and making this your podcast or your live stream of choice. If you're listening to the audio and you have no idea what I'm talking about with the live stream, well, it's very simple. I stream a lot of these videos either live or sometimes pre-recorded, depending upon my internet situation, which is pretty bad now during the pandemic. But no matter what the situation is, these videos or this stream will appear first on the YouTube channel. If you have no idea how to get there, go to www.theblackvault.com/live. That will bounce you directly to the channel. Now, whether or not you're getting there now or whether or not you are there now, thank you for doing that. Do me a huge, huge favor. Please, please click on that thumbs up button that you see below this very video. Subscribe to the channel that you're on and turn the notifications on. That way you get notified. Now, if you ever decide to unsubscribe, that's okay too. I will give you all of the money back that was the cost of the admission. But I do appreciate those thumbs up and the subscriptions as it does help this free channel survive. So thank you. It helps it get more exposure. Now, as the introduction talked about, I recently received some Freedom of Information Act responses from the United States Air Force in which I sought UFO or UAP related information, investigations, procedures, and so on, again, from the U.S. Air Force. Now, I don't want to keep you in suspense because I know many of you will kill me if I go all the way through this video once I get into laying the groundwork without telling you what the video, what the letters said. Now, let me just be blunt. It reinforces the idea that the United States Air Force just does not care about UFOs and UAPs, despite the United States Navy saying it's of grave concern. They've drafted guidelines to report UFOs. They've released official videos, meaning that they've caught and captured things on camera that they can't identify. It's like two different worlds. It's like they're operating on two different planets, and yet they are denying a single investigation. The United States Air Force is denying a single investigation into all of that. Now, I'll get into the responses and go into a little bit more detail. I just didn't want to tease you guys the entire time because, again, you guys would probably lynch mob me on the social network platforms. I'm not going to do that to you, but I'll get into it in a little bit. Now, as I always do, I want to lay some groundwork on getting to this point and kind of update you as where we are here in, almost mid-June of 2020 when this video was dropped online. This is the current situation when it comes to the Air Force and UFOs. Now, I've talked a lot on this channel about various military and government branches like the FAA, like the United States Navy, a little bit about the Air Force, but I was waiting for a couple responses to come in. Now, here's a little bit of that groundwork. This all goes back to April 23rd, 2019, when Brian Bender of Politico, who's made quite a few UFO related headlines here in the last couple of years, including what broke the ATIP story and Mr. Luis Elizondo. So in April of 2019, Mr. Bender came out with this breaking story that the United States Navy was drafting UFO guidelines. Now, this was big. Kudos to him for breaking it. It had not been even rumored about, from what I understood, at this time, later than people were, you know, essentially taking credit for having a hand in it. But Mr. Bender deserves the credit for breaking the story, because as far as I know, that this was essentially very, very much new on April 23rd. Now, I read it with great interest. I reached out to Mr. Bender, and the quote was credited to the Navy, but not anybody in specifics. At the time, Mr. Bender told me that Joseph Gratischer was the one that had given him the statement, which later myself and many other reporters and journalists and so on had received information from Joseph Gratischer, who essentially is the one that's speaking on behalf of the Navy, or at least was. We know that that has changed. So that's why this particular quote that I wanted to pull out just says United States Navy, because in the article it is not credited. Quote, for safety and security concerns, the Navy and the U.S. Air Force takes these reports very seriously and investigates each and every report. Now, again, we know that by that article, the United States Navy had these guidelines, right? They had something that was being drafted at the time. I continued to push the Navy and found out when they actually came out of draft mode and were issued. I've published that on theblackvault.com. For those who have followed, you'll recall that article, that it was no longer a draft, that it was actually implemented. I looked for the message that talked about those guidelines, what they call a message to the fleet. I was ultimately denied, and they said that that message was classified. So a little bit of a dead end there. I am appealing it and are waiting for a response for that appeal. But this is what really prompted me to go after the Air Force, not only for obvious reasons, because, well, we know that the United States Air Force would have an interest in unidentified objects flying in the sky. The problem was they were really quiet about this, as the Navy is just like spewing information out into the ether, talking about UFO guidelines. Later would actually talk about the videos to me directly when they officially confirmed that they were unidentified. That was a big story last year. So, I mean, as you kind of push for more and more answers, the Navy seemingly was very, very open. The United States Air Force seemingly was just gone. They were not involved in the conversation whatsoever. So that was really intriguing for me, because as I pretty much said in the introduction, they have the most powerful presence in the air. If there is a threat, and prominent, I should say, they have the most prominent presence in the air. So if there's really a threat up there, which it sounds like there is a threat, then why wouldn't they be taking this seriously? And that was a big confusing point for me. So that was a little bit of the groundwork. Now, let me back up even more, just to kind of give you guys a little bit of a refresher. Some of you UFO aficionados will definitely know this part of the history. I'm not going to stay long on it. But the United States Air Force's connection to UFOs goes way back to the 1940s. From 1947 to 1969, meaning the Air Force, had conducted Project Sign, Project Grudge, and Project Blue Book. Ultimately, we know it more commonly as just Project Blue Book. And over 12,000 sightings were reported and investigated by the United States Air Force. They claim that only 701 remained unidentified. At least that was the official word. If you put a little bit of work into it, you'll realize that those statistics are actually wrong. It was probably much higher of incidents that they could not explain. But regardless, the official word was they investigated UFOs decades ago, came up to absolutely no reason to think that they were a threat to national security, any connections to extraterrestrials, and they defunded it and canceled it at the end of 1969 and officially closed the book, pardon the pun, in the beginning of January of 1970. So that was Project Blue Book, and really, again, was that United States Air Force connection. Now, that became the basis for me and my UFO research-aimed projects, where I tried to figure out everything that the government was hiding. Now, this is before ATIP was revealed and that whole crazy story and how that surfaced. Fast forward now from, you know, again, 1970, when Blue Book ended, they denied interest in UFOs all the way through the decades. Now, I had discovered in 2000, if you can believe that, now 20 years ago, I'm getting old, but 20 years ago, had discovered something called Air Force Instruction 10-206. Now, before you start screaming in the chat room, wait a minute, you said 2000, and the date on this is 2008. The quick explanation is this is just a later revision. Now, I'm going to get into that. But at the time, when I first discovered it, it was the year 2000, and it was a publication that was through a United States Air Force, through United States Air Force HQ or headquarters, that was all about what they called operational reporting. And chapter 5 in this was the most interesting, because remember, they've denied for decades up until 2000 that they took any interest in UFOs. And their fact sheet that they would give out to people, they would tell people, hey, go to your local law enforcement. If you have to go feel the need to report it, don't come to us. We don't care. Now, that to me is really bizarre, and was bizarre. Again, this was pre-ATIP mindset, that the Air Force would say that. I mean, if I was traveling near Edwards Air Force Base here in California, and I see a mysterious craft or a UFO or something in the vicinity of an Air Force base, why wouldn't they want me to call them? You know, I mean, why wouldn't they take the phone call and go, yeah, that's a big concern? Doesn't mean that they all of a sudden have interest in aliens. It just means that they should have a concern over what potentially could be a threat. Now, regardless of that, you know, common sense and logic, they denied interest. Yet when I discovered Air Force Instruction 10-206, check out in Chapter 5 that was instructing all of the United States Air Force pilots to report on a list, a very short list, UFOs in black and white. Not UAPs, not any other fancy way to say it, unidentified flying objects, the exact phrase and term and acronym that they have denied interest in for decades. Now, I was fascinated by this, and for those fans of the Black Vault that have been around for a while, you've probably heard me talk about this. This is one of the most important aspects to the cover-up, in my opinion, that has existed, because that very agency that denies the interest has a manual that specifically tells you, as a military pilot, how to report them and where to report them to. And that was key, because I tried to get the actual reports, the documents, because I followed this, you know, from 2000 through the years. And even prior to that, it existed. And, you know, it wasn't like I miraculously found it when it was first published. This had gone on for years prior to me finding it. It was an open public domain, unclassified instruction. And also after I had found it for many years. Now, where do the reports be? Where were they sent to? And that was to the NORAD installation, which makes sense. North American Aerospace Defense Command, located in Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. We hear a lot about NORAD. Obviously, they're watching space. Whether Russia launches an ICBM our way, whether something's coming into our atmosphere like a celestial object, they see it. They're watching. They're making sure that we are safe here in North America. So it makes sense that UFO-related reports would go to the NORAD installation. Now, I filed a FOIA request to NORAD. This was way back around 2000, and received a response that I learned a hard lesson the very hard way. And in their response, NORAD is a binational command established by Volume 33, United States Treaties, page 1277, subject to control of both Canadian and U.S. government agencies as defined in the Act, and is consequently not subject to the United States Freedom of Information Act. Now, they went on to state in the letter that in good faith, they have searched for documents, what they called service reports. That was the acronym for any report that was made under Air Force Instruction 10-206, and they claim they found absolutely nothing. So, not subject to the FOIA, but they do have their own internal document processing procedures that echo or emulate the FOIA, and that's how they processed that request. And they said, well, we found nothing. But yet, the key here is that it was control of both Canadian and U.S. government agencies. So I thought, well, if U.S. law doesn't apply, what about the Canadian law? And they have what's called the Access to Information Act. And sure enough, the Canadian government, after a phone call and me asking just directly over the telephone, hey, do you guys allow a U.S. citizen to utilize the Access to Information Act? He hummed and hawed and said, okay. I told him what I was looking for. I kid you not, he had them within arm's reach. This was a guy who answered the phone at the Department of National Defense, and within arm's reach, he had a stack of about 100 pages of UFO/service-related reports, many of which would probably or likely be made under Air Force Instruction 10-206. And with NORAD stating that they had no interest in UFOs and found nothing, the Canadian government said, here you go. And I got a stack of them. If you're curious to read them, they are UFO, lights in the sky, flying saucer type reports. There's even a crop circle one in there, if that piques your interest. You can download all of them at theblackvault.com. If you're on the YouTube channel, look below. I've got a link directly to it. And of course, for all of you audio podcast listeners, when you are either on your phone surfing the web or online, go to theblackvault.com/show notes. And that will go ahead and give you a breakdown of each and every episode. But find this one and you will get that link and everything that I've talked about here. So These are just four pages. You probably can't read them if you're watching the video. That's okay. I'm not going to point anything out. This is just kind of a representation that I was able to get over 100 pages of documents that should not have existed. So the United States Air Force really is just not doing well over the years with the UFO topic. I want to bring up this great guy, Lee Spiegel, a friend of mine, a great investigative journalist and radio show host. I know that he has his own show, Edge of Reality Radio on KGRA. Make sure that you tune into him as well. But a great, great all-around guy. And I remember back in circa 2008 or so, he was doing a story on the Black Vault and myself. And I remember he called me, and I remember the conversation vividly because this became one of my favorite stories in all of my UFO experiences, researching UFO experiences, never seen a craft myself, but in my research story, this is one of my favorite parts. And he had asked me something that is very commonly asked, and that is, the documents that you have received over the years, what are the most interesting? Can you throw a couple at me? And so I did. I sent him the top five. And in it was like the 1976 Iran incident, a couple other ones. But on the list, of course, was Air Force Instruction 10-206. Now, I was interviewed by the History Channel, and I actually went in as a producer and was able to get that document on television. And it was a short mention. It wasn't long, but it was a show of how military pilots react to UFOs, and I believe the show was called When UFOs Arrive. This is going quite a few years ago, but I believe that that was the show that this document was profiled in. So when Lee asked me that question, I sent that document over to him. He did what any great investigative journalist would do. He started calling the Pentagon for a comment. Now, I've told this story before on this channel, but so I don't want to retell the whole thing, but to summarize it, what happened was after a couple days of phone calls and no calls back, A few days later, Lee had called me and said that Air Force Instruction 10-206, which I showed Lee, he could get online. He could download it from not only the Black Vault, but from the United States Air Force. And that's really intriguing when you have that type of supporting evidence, even though I'm not lying to him. From a journalistic standpoint, to show that it was obtained directly from the Air Force versus some, you know, punk kid was definitely kind of a little bit more legitimacy to the story. And he told me that he downloaded the document. Chapter 5 was gone. And I thought, there's no way. I was not home at the time when he had called me. I said, let me get home. I'll look at it again. Just thought maybe he downloaded the wrong document or whatever it may be. And that would explain it. Sure enough, I got home, went online, downloaded 10-206, chapter 5 was gone. The entire chapter, which had to do with unidentified flying objects and how to report them and where to report them to, now was about hurricanes. UFOs was completely gone. Now talk about a cover-up, right? Now, let me just throw out quickly a supporting piece of evidence, because some of you who might be skeptical about this may immediately have come up with, well, wait a minute, maybe this is leftover from the 60s. Nope, that's wrong. It was well into the 2000s. Something that was forgotten about. Nope, I actually traced through multiple revisions through 2000 to 2008. There was like three or four revisions. I have them listed all on the website, but UFOs never came out. But it showed that it was an actively edited and changed publication. Not anything forgotten about, not anything that no one cared about. This was something that was actively updated and edited and changed. Going back to that slide where it said 2008 on top, and that was the 2008 revision. Again, these things get new publication dates, revision numbers, revision letters, but the edits showed that it was being actively updated. That also was kind of a non-argument, because they had countless opportunities to take Chapter 5 out. They never did, except within about 48 hours of Lee Spiegel's phone call to the Pentagon. All of a sudden, Chapter 5, poof, was gone. When Lee had asked a follow-up after the Pentagon finally got back to him, I believe, and this is paraphrasing, but I believe he was told that it was simply a coincidence, and that's all that it was. Again, Air Force does not have a great track record when it comes to the truth behind UFOs and UAPs. Now, the question is, why is that? And this lie, this mistruth, disinformation, however you want to refer to it as, has been going on for decades. Why is that? The one agency that should care more than all else about a phenomena that, yeah, maybe they did investigate decades ago, we live in a much different time. We live in a much different era of our history that is unfolding right now. Threats, even though people don't like that T word, are at an all-time high. So you would think, very much like the United States Navy, that again is not saying, oh, these are aliens, guys, this is disclosure. That has nothing to do with it. They're concerned about pilots who see unexplained objects or unidentified objects in the sky that are showing intelligence, that are showing technology, that are showing that they are physical craft, not just lights in the sky or holograms or whatever. They are seeing these things. And the United States Navy made the appropriate move to make sure that there was not only a safe environment where the pilots would not be ridiculed, but they mandated it with these guidelines on how to report UFOs. Yet the United States Air Force, they just don't care. Now, those letters that I was talking about, where I, you know, already told you what they're going to say, I want to just quickly explain. The first one came in March. The next slide will tell you why I've waited until now to give you the whole story. But I asked for all United States Air Force reports and investigations on unidentified aircraft. Now, why did I say unidentified aircraft instead of UFOs? And that is because that is specifically what the United States Navy said that they were investigating. Now, of course, I have other requests for UFOs. The Air Force has long denied that anything existed. So what I did was emulated the wording and phrasing that the United States military through the Navy had given me through Politico, again, a member of the general public, but releasing that statement. And so that's what this was about, was unidentified aircraft. And going back to that slide, you'll see that that's exactly how they term these things. And so they, what I did was request all reports and investigations into that, which the Navy said that the Air Force investigated every report of unidentified aircraft, and the guidelines, procedures, and manuals or instructions by the United States Air Force to reporting the same. So it was a two-part request. They claim absolutely nothing was found. In a legal sense, no reports of unidentified aircraft have ever been investigated. This is through headquarters. And no procedures, guidelines, manuals, or whatever have ever been created to outline how to report unidentified aircraft or UFOs or so on and so forth. Now, the reason why you go to HQ through the FOIA, for my FOIA people out there very quickly, is a lot of times, let's say this was better served at the Air Force Office of Special Investigations. The agencies, and in this case, the Air Force, but most agencies, if you send a FOIA request to their HQ, for the most part, they will forward it to the appropriate either sub-branch or sub-office or whatever it may be. So attributing it to what you're looking at, Department of the Air Force HQ said that they had absolutely nothing. Well, ideally, if they did have something, that they would send it to AFOSI, or the Air Force Office of Special Investigations. I beat them to the punch. I did it myself instead of waiting for it. And that was just to cover my bases as well, because you'll note that I said, in most cases, HQ will forward it out. I want to always make sure that if I can circumvent any misunderstandings, I will. So I will file it to as many places that I can. AFOSI was one of them. You'll see that this came in May 22nd, so not too long ago, and they had said, wherein I asked for the exact same thing with reports, investigations, guidelines, procedures, and manuals, that they, and let me read it, "We conducted a search of the Investigative Information Management System, Legacy Investigative Information Management System, and ran a smart OSI search and found no records matching your request. Therefore, we closed your request. We forwarded your request to Headquarters Air Force for direct response to you." Now, we both know that I already did that, but they are doing their due diligence. So kudos to them for, you know, taking that initiative and forwarding it to HQ. Because again, if there's some other investigative arm of the Air Force, which I can't think of any other investigative arm of the Air Force that would take up these things, the Air Force HQ would know who that would be. So AFOSI was helping me out there. But we already know what the answer was. I got it back in March. HQ says we got nothing. So going back to the Navy, why is that? Why is the Navy saying that the Air Force investigates every single case, yet the Air Force says we don't have a single case? Who's lying? Who's making it up as they go? Well, the Air Force doesn't have that great track record, as we just learned over the last 20 minutes or so. So what is going on? Now, in case you missed these, I wanted to bring up, I went after internal emails from the United States Air Force, kind of getting an idea of how they are talking internally. And yes, you can get those, if you're not aware, through the Freedom of Information Act. And I did that with the United States Air Force. Sought after emails that pertain to UAPs, UFOs, unidentified aircraft, whatever it might be. Here's one from Laura McAndrews. She is the spokesperson for the United States Air Force. This is about the stories, the many different stories that were circulating about UFOs when she had written this, April 26, 2019. Obviously, this is connected to the Politico UFO guideline story, which was published just days prior. She says they mentioned the Air Force by saying, "For safety and security concerns, the Navy and the U.S. Air Force take these reports very seriously and investigate each and every report." She says, which is true. Wait a minute, where are the reports? So she's saying it's true, but there's not a single one. So that's really, really confusing at this point, which is a basis for my appeal. So surprise, surprise. Yes, I appealed this. But I thought I'd inform you guys of what was going on, because it may be months until that appeal is processed. But I wanted to bring up this email. This was another interesting line, take it for what it's worth, that she said, what the Navy was trying to talk about was unmanned aerial systems, or UASs, or drones. That got turned into UFOs and aliens. That is from the United States Air Force spokesperson. She ended the email that went to quite a few different people. I've checked with A3 and Space Command. No one is tracking any requests/requirements to update our reporting process. So, you know, even though she says it's true that they take these things seriously, it is reinforced here by saying we don't have any guidelines. We don't have any reporting manuals or anything like that. This was internal, not based on my FOIA request from April. She was just talking about it. Here's another one. This is from the headquarters for the Air Force Safety Center. Obviously, this is somebody who would care a lot about UFOs in the sky. He says, gut reaction is that we would not track these unless the pilot almost crashed into one or something like that. Regardless, I've sent this over to our flight division to see if they do have anything. It's possible someone could report it via ASAP as a hazard they encountered, but my guess is that number would be very small if it exists. I've also asked, if we aren't, do they know any office that would track this sort of activity? I did not find that they had any office that tracked this activity. Now, what's my point? The Navy is seeing this so much. They've drafted the guidelines, talking openly, wants to educate the public, acknowledges UFO videos, officially releases those UFO videos to the public, and it is a great concern to them for safety reasons. The United States Air Force, they got no investigations on a single unidentified, what they refer to as an aircraft. They don't have any guidelines whatsoever. The chief of the Air Force Safety Center, the headquarters, he says pilots pretty much got to crash into it for us to really care. And he is not aware of any office that takes an interest in this. Why? That's what I don't understand. To punch the point one more time, the United States Air Force, more than all other military branches, should care about this topic more than all other military branches. And yet they don't. Why is that? I will leave that up to you to answer. And I hope you do that in the comment section below. If you're listening to that podcast version, join in. There's a lot of great comments that appear on the videos. Go to theblackvault.com/live. That will bounce you to the YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to it. What I rarely mention, the Black Vault does have two YouTube channels. Make sure you subscribe to both of them. One archives government videos, declassified videos, stuff like that. The other one are presentations and original content that you see right now. Make sure you subscribe. Click that thumbs up. It is a huge help. I know it sounds silly. Doesn't take long. Click it. And if you really want to know when these videos appear, make sure you turn the notifications on after you click subscribe. With that, I look forward to your comments. I try and respond to as many as I can. Thank you for posting them. I look forward to them, especially on this video. Even though we didn't get much from the United States Air Force, at least it adds to the entire picture. That said, this is John Greenwald Jr. signing off. We'll see you next time.